More than 90,000 absentee, questioned, and early ballots from the general election must still be counted, and more are still coming in. That's about 30% of the total vote in Alaska. Divisions of Elections Director Gail Fanoumiai says over the weekend, more than 9,400 ballots came in from regional officers. 224,000 ballots were cast on Election Day.
It's a large number, and that's why we were, you know, cautioning people not to jump to conclusions and thinking that voter turnout was going to be at such a horrifically low number, because a lot of people have decided to vote in a different manner from going to your polling place in person on Election Day.
Fanoumiai says the number of early and absentee ballots is higher than normal, but there are fewer question ballots than usual. Question ballots are those that have been cast in a polling place where the voter's name is not on the registered list.
And these ballots are mailed directly to the Division of Elections from the 438 precincts throughout the state. So we have to rely on the U.S. Postal Service to get us these ballots, and, you know, they're coming in every day now.
Absentee ballots mailed in the U.S. are accepted until the 10th day after the election, which is this coming Friday. Those mailed from a foreign country are accepted until November 19th. Add the current number of outstanding ballots to those counted on Election Day, and turnout will reach about 63% of Alaska's registered voters. Turnout was nearly 64% in 2004, when President Bush was elected to a second term. Alaska and a slew of national pollsters predicted just before the election that Ethan Berkowitz would beat incumbent Republican Don Young by 7 to 9 points. They gave Mark Begich a 7 to 10 point lead over incumbent Republican Senator Ted Stevens. Election night's results show Young has nearly 17,000 more votes than Berkowitz. Stevens holds a narrow margin over Begich, more than 3,200 votes. Political pollster David Dittman believes many of the votes have yet to be counted will favor the Democrats.
What normally happens on votes are outstanding is they reflect the state of mind at the time they were cast. So you can look back in allocating absentee and early voting based on what were the polls showing at that time, because you're not worried about turnout at that point. These people have already voted, so you know they're going to be there. So I suspect the Democrats will do better in the votes that are still outstanding because they've obviously voted. They weren't the people that stayed home.
Democrats still hope they'll take the U.S. House and U.S. Senate seats. Elections Director Fanoumiai says both the Begich and Berkowitz campaigns have observers in the Division of Elections review boardroom as the board examines the absentee and question ballots to make sure they were legally cast and can be counted.
They can make challenges to any ballots that they think should have been counted that we say aren't going to be counted, or ones that we think should be counted and they think they shouldn't be. There's that provision in law for that to happen.
Fanoumiai says about 50,000 of the outstanding ballots will be counted on Wednesday.